Welcome back to Spiraling Discussions, week 15. We got our host, Carl.
Yo, yo.
And we got our host, Coleman, today. No Tristan today, but he'll be back next week. Let's just jump right into it. Carl returned to us from Boston. Carl went down to the Patriots game in Foxborough. Tell us a little about the Foxborough weather, the fans, your entire experience, Carl.
It was a really good time. I highly recommend going, Coleman, if you ever want to watch a game that's not on your couch. But definitely bring your long johns because it was fucking freezing out there, guys. I'm not joking. It felt like it was 15 degrees. We sat pretty high up because I'm not rich as fuck. And the wind was just beating down on us all day long. You know, there was one point in time where Ryan called us from – he was down, like, by the concession area. And Roman gets a call from him, and he goes, guys, I'm fucking leaving. I'm so fucking cold. Ryan, the guy who actually – we went out there to visit him. Like,
there,
he
yeah.
lives in Boston.
He's used to
called
it.
Us crying about how cold he was. That is how cold it was, ladies and gentlemen. But I wouldn't – I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I'm still thawing out, but it was so much fun. The fans are awesome. The people are awesome. The game could have been a little better, but you know what? Sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles.
We'll go into the actual game a little later on when we do the recap. But we start off the show like we do every week. We're going to recap our picks. Carl finished off at 9-7, Tristan 8-8, and Coleman took home the crown at 11-5 this week.
Good job, Coleman.
Yeah. Those games that really screwed us over were the Seahawks game. No one really had the Rams coming out and beating down the Seahawks. And then we all lost on the Cowboys and we all lost on the Texans. Let's jump into that Thursday night week 14 recap of the Cowboys and the Bears. Carl, did you watch this game or what'd you think about it? I mean, we went with the Cowboys and it just wasn't – I feel like we get lured into the Cowboys that they have a good roster and they disappoint every week.
You know what? Jason Garrett has lost all control of that team. I don't think – there's no answer for these guys as long as he's coaching that team. And I don't even know if, like, part of me, like, just fire him now. Keep an interim coach the rest of the year. He's not doing anything to help your team win. He's making all situations, like, every single matter is getting worse because of this guy. Fuck him. Get rid of him now. Let the Cowboys finish out the year. You're not going to make playoffs at this point anymore. The Eagles are going to take it from here.
I mean, if the Cowboys...
Beat the Eagles at the end and they win out the rest of the year, then they can make
yeah.
it. But with Jason Garrett as your head coach, that's not happening.
I just think the Cowboys, the coaching's not there. The players have no heart. And the Bears were right there for the taking. They're not playing for anything. I read a statistic that said they had a 5% chance of making the playoffs if they won that game. And the Cowboys had a 65% chance of making the playoffs if they won that game. So, I mean, Mitch Trubisky had a good game. He played
four
well.
Touchdowns. He did pretty solid.
He played very well. Did he throw for four? Because I think he ran for one.
He threw for three
and then ran for one. That was very impressive by the Bears. I mean, too bad. It's too little, too late. The Bears are not going anywhere this year. Going on to the Sunday games, we've got the Panthers at the Falcons. Falcons came out and did exactly what I thought they would do. They would get a solid win. Doesn't matter because the Falcons are going nowhere and the Panthers are going nowhere. But I just thought from the Panthers losing their coach, they weren't going to go out there and have much heart. I feel like the Panthers went out there and thought the Falcons were just going to lay down, and they didn't, and the Falcons get a solid win. Carl, what did you think about the Panthers and that new interim coach?
You know, they lost to the Falcons. And that's pretty hard to do. I think Carolina definitely has a better roster. They have a better offense in general, and they never really got the ball rolling in this game. Matt Ryan, your favorite quarterback ever, Coleman, played a pretty impressive game, 20 for 34, over 300 yards and two touchdowns, no interceptions.
No interceptions.
So that's pretty impressive by those guys. A little too late for those Atlanta Falcons, though. They are going nowhere this year.
They're going nowhere this year. We move on to an actual important game. We had the Bills, or the Ravens at the Bills this week. The Bills, very impressive, 9-3 record. And the Ravens, number one AFC team in the AFC, they came in, but the Bills couldn't finish. What'd you see?
I you kind of saw what you'd expect to see. You know, I think Baltimore was just a little better than them the whole game. There wasn't really any spot where you thought Baltimore was going to lose or where you thought the Buffalo team would win. But, you know, Ravens finally clinched that AFC berth with this game. Lamar Jackson, he's looking really good.
He does. He looks very nice.
He's definitely a frontliner for MVP so far.
Definitely.
And Buffalo, you know, they kept it close. I'm sure this is a team that you might see in the playoffs, so at least you got some tape on these guys now.
What sucked for Buffalo is that every drive, it kind of looked like they were about to take the momentum and take the lead, maybe even tie the game, but they just couldn't pull through. It's Josh Allen, right?
Yeah.
Josh Allen is the weirdest quarterback. He holds the ball way too long. He gets sacked way too much. He loses. I just don't think he has that QB awareness that maybe like the greats have. He takes like 12-yard lost sacks on like second and 10. So it's you're third and 20. I mean, you're not going to do it. Especially down close that they were in field goal range. He got sacked, I think, two drives that just knocked him out of field goal range. Even at the very end, they were driving to maybe tie, maybe to have the opportunity to go for two and get that win. But it's just the Bills being the Bills, and the Ravens squeaked out a solid win.
Yeah, that's kind of cool that you brought that up. Josh Allen hadn't seemed that way when I watched him like the last three games. He's been playing super solid. He's been getting rid of the ball quick. And then you play a team as good as this Ravens defense, and it kind of all just can go away like in a snap of fingers like that. So I think they kind of took that offense for granted, and you know the Ravens just kind of worked them around the field that game.
Bills have a solid athletic defense that can run around with the athletes of the Ravens, yeah. So I think they match up very well. It'd be very interesting if they play again in the playoffs this year. Move on to the Bengals and Browns. Not much there. The Browns getting a win, 27-19. The Browns are the Browns and the Bengals are the Bengals. Not much to say there. These teams are not going anywhere. The Bengals are actually, I think, not tanking, but they're gonna get that first round pick, and the Browns are just the Browns. What do you think?
I was really hoping that Cincinnati would come through and beat up on Cleveland just to get rid of that playoff hope for this team, but they didn't. But yeah, not really much else can be said. Browns get a squeaky win over a squeaky team, so good job.
The squeak bowl right there.
The squeak bowl.
Going on to the Redskins and Packers. Packers get this win 20-15. The score might be, I mean, if you look on the outside looking in, you might be like, oh wow, that was a close game. I think the Packers got on them early, and I think they let the Redskins come back and play with them, and then it was just a little too late for the Redskins, and the Packers get another win. I'm not going to say it was a super solid win. They have a really good record this year, but the Packers should have won this game, and they won this game. Nothing impressed me that much. What'd you see, Carl?
I didn't even get to watch this game, but it's funny you brought it up. I looked at the final score like, oh my God, like that was a pretty close game. And then I just started watching some highlights, you know, checking to see when each team scored during the game, and I was like, oh, it really wasn't that close at all. They were just kind of toying with them till the end there.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Moving on to the Lions at the Vikings in Minnesota. Minnesota winning 20-7. It was kind of one of those games where the Vikings knew that they were going to win. The Lions came in and gave it their best shot, losing 20-7. But I feel like it was one of those divisional games that the Vikings are playing for something and the Lions aren't. And the Vikings just get a win. It wasn't super impressive, but they got the job done. Carl?
Yeah, their defense put up some numbers against that Detroit offense that depleted Detroit offense. Good game for the Vikes. They're ready for playoffs, it looks like.
They are playoff ready. We're moving on to probably one of the most exciting games this Sunday. We have the 49ers visiting the Saints. The 49ers squeaking out a win, 48-46 on a last-second field goal for the 49ers to get them that win. This game reminded me of the game last year, Carl. I don't know if you remember the Saints and Rams. It was a super high-scoring game. I think the final score was like 45-40. The Saints won.
Was that in L.A.?
No, it was in the Saints.
The KC game.
Yeah. It was in the Saints, but it was like sometimes like in this time last year, and that's why they thought it was going to be so when they met up in the NFC Championship game, they thought it was going to be kind of a barn burner like that.
Yeah.
But the 49ers can score points, the Saints can score points, and I just think it's one of those bang bang play games at the end that two great teams playing. And the 49ers squeaked away with a win, and that win's probably going to be very important come playoff seeding time. What do you see, Carl?
I saw Emmanuel Sanders making some big plays.
Big plays.
For the 49ers. And he's kind of been, he's been a...
He's been spotty, you know what I mean? Yeah. Very good some days.
He's
some
been a guy that they want to count on, and you see him coming up with plays, but not until this game have you seen him become a really dominant role in that offense. Jimmy G looking amazing. I think he won NFC performance or MVP this week.
He looked very good.
He looked really good, and so did the rest of that team. It's definitely not easy to take down the Saints in the Superdome, but they got it done. Drew Brees having 5 touchdowns, having a day for himself as well. You know, it just came up with whoever had the ball last, literally, because Saints scored with like a minute left, didn't they?
Yeah, the 49ers got the ball with, I think, like 55 seconds left, and they drove down. It was actually a 4th-and-2, and they threw an out to Kittle, and Kittle took it like 40 yards and put them in great shape.
Yeah, Saints scored with 53 seconds left to put them up, 46-45, and then...
And I feel like as NFL fans, we know for a fact that no lead is really safe if you leave time on the clock. Now, mm-hmm. Now some teams you're like, okay, they're not going to do it, but like if you leave like 35 plus seconds on the clock for a team to go down and get a tying field goal or a game-winning field goal, I feel like more often than not they do it because I feel like defenses play this prevent defense and then they just get torched.
It's pretty easy just to toss the ball pretty quick.
Yeah.
Make a big play and then before you know it, you can kick that ball.
Moving on to the Dolphins and Jets game. I was actually counting up the field goals in this game. The Jets squeak out a win 22-21 against the Dolphins, the divisional game. There was there 10 or 11 field goals kicked?
10.
10 field goals kicked. That is insane. Combined, not for one team. Combined, 10 field goals. I mean, if you had those field goal kickers in your fantasy, you definitely did good right there, but... Again, Jets win. Dolphins are not really anything. Jets aren't really anything. They squeak out a win. Kudos to you, Jets.
Yeah, this was the toilet bowl of the week for sure.
Yeah. It wasn't very good.
Le'Veon Bell didn't play. He was actually bowling the night before. Did you see that?
Yeah, 253 or something.
251.
251. That's
with the flu. Good. With the flu. So
that was his...
That's the highlight for the Jets this week.
That's a highlight of Le'Veon Bell's season this year, bowling at 252.
There you go, buddy.
Moving on to the Colts and Bucks game. Me and Carl picked the Bucks. Tristan went with the Colts here. It was a very close game. Ended up being Bucks 38, Colts 35. Both teams playing very good, but the Bucks... They just got it done. They squeaked out a win. Jameis Winston did his patented threw for 456 yards. Holy moly, 4 touchdowns. But he also threw for 3 interceptions.
Don't forget the most important stat
could you imagine if those 3 interceptions, those drives ended up just average? You know what I mean? This fool would have thrown for 600 yards.
You know, if you've got a quarterback that doesn't throw interceptions on that team, They are the best, one of the best.
They're
teams
solid.
In the
league.
They can put up points whenever they want to.
They're solid.
Until Jameis Winston throws an interception. And he's on pace right now to lead the NFL in passing touchdowns, yards, and interceptions. That's pretty.
I hope he wins the passing touchdowns and the yards, but also breaks the NFL record for interceptions. Don't know what it is, but this fool's throwing.
In a season, that's actually.
Yeah, this fool's throwing 3 or 4 interceptions a game, so.
It's not good.
It's not good. Moving on to another shocker, we got the Broncos visiting the Texans. The Texans coming off that not beat down, but they beat the Patriots last week. They're coming off a high, and the Broncos roll into town and beat the brakes off them, 38-24. This was a game where you might look at the score like, oh, 38-24, that's not that bad. The Broncos were up, I think, 30-0 at one point, and they let the Texans squeak their way to get 24 points, but. The Texans, what are you doing? The Broncos are talented, don't get me wrong, but they're not talented enough to blow you out of the water the week after you play the Patriots. That is the definition of you got up for the Patriots and then you just laid a fat egg against the Broncos. What do you think, Carl?
I think part of me, you said it already, they were riding this high. You know, they just come off a great win beating New England. And I think Denver this year, besides that defense, it's kind of a team that you look past, you know, and they're focused. Next week they play the Titans, who are rolling really hot right now.
Yes.
I think they were kind of overlooking this game like, oh, we just beat New England. We don't have to come out and play like 100% against these guys. Let's save ourselves for the Titans next week. And Denver took advantage of that. That defense was rolling. Kareem Jackson had an interception and also returned a fumble 70 yards to the house against, you know, it was just...
They're rolling.
They were rolling. Great job by Denver. Drew Lock putting up some good numbers for the first time this year.
Drew Lock looks very impressive. He looks good. This is his first two starts, and he got the first two wins of his of the season. I don't think it matters next week because they play. It's going to end against the Chiefs. But, I mean, he looks good in these first two games. Move on to another toilet bowl. We got the Chargers at the Jaguars. Surprisingly, the Chargers blow out the Jaguars 45-10. I was on the Jags. Carl and Tristan were on the Chargers. The Chargers just came out and blew the doors right off the Jags, right off the get. That just kind of shows like what the Chargers could have been this season because they were mathematically eliminated this weekend from the playoffs. It's just when you have a team full of talent like that, you're going to have those games where you spike and you score 45 points against the Jags. I don't know what to think about the Jaguars. Their defense was their bread and butter 2 years ago in 2017 when they went to the AFC Championship game. They're non-existent anymore. They don't have a defense. And their offense is spotty. So congratulations to the Chargers. Another toilet bowl win, but really didn't matter. Carl?
Yeah, the only good thing about this game was Eckler for me because I have him on fantasy.
Start him?
I did start him, of course.
Wow.
Against the Jags, of course. 101 rush yards off 8 carries, and off 4 receptions, 112 receiving yards for a touchdown. Those are some pretty good stats.
Those were.
I didn't really care about anything else in this game. Phillip Rivers, you are still trash. Thanks for kind of showing everybody what could have been, because it's not going to be like that.
It's not going to be like that. Moving on to the Red Hot Titans visiting the Raiders. The Titans went out there and whooped them, 42-21. The Titans look good as of late. Ryan Tannehill looks amazing. The Titans, as a team, offense, defense, special teams, they look very stout and very ready for the playoffs if everything goes well in these last three games for the Titans. But the Raiders kind of fallen off these last couple games, and the Titans have been rising. So look out for the Titans. Carl?
Yeah, very close game in the first half. It was tied 21-21 going into halftime. And the Raiders never came back out of that locker room, Coleman. That's like breaking news. I don't know if you heard about it.
Yeah.
They just stayed in there, huddled up one with another, and they were just drinking milk from Green's tea.
The reports were like they didn't even want to come out. No, they were so afraid of the Titans that they didn't even want to
come
out.
They were just sucking Green's tea in the locker room, getting nursed back there. And Titans put up another 21 in the second half, and that's what really did it. Impressive game for those guys. They are rolling hot. Playoff time for these guys, maybe, huh?
It's eye opening for the Titans right now because they have three games left. I think two of them are against the Texans,
and then in between you got Saints coming into town. Yeah,
which I mean, I don't know. I mean,
they could win out the way they're playing. They could win out.
They could win out and look very good. Moving on to the Steelers visiting the Cardinals. I have a couple of things to say about this game. The Steelers ended up getting the win 23-17. I thought it was going to be a little bit more one-sided. I thought the Steelers were going to come out and whoop them. But I'll take you into the game. It was 20-10, Carl, with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and the Cardinals were on the Steelers' 7-yard line. It was 4th-and-2, and they go for it. The Cardinals went for this is the play calling that I just don't understand. I'm like, kick the field goal.
How much time was left?
There's 12 minutes, almost a whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You kick the field goal, get down by a touchdown, and then you work your way back. I'm just thinking like, okay, if there's like 5 minutes left, you go for the two. Because it was 4th-and-2. It wasn't like 4th-and-40. And it just baffled me because they went for it. They didn't get it. And then the next play, I think the Steelers commit a turnover, and the Cardinals go down and score a touchdown and make it 20-17. And I'm just like, okay, if you would a field goal, and I don't know, that was just baffling to me that Cliff Kingsbury went with that call. And people just need to relax on the there's way more Steelers fans there than Cardinals fans. The Steelers travel very well.
And they're everywhere.
And they're everywhere. They're all over the nation. I feel like in the 70s when the Steelers were very good, everyone was popping out Steelers babies, and then they just grew up to become Steelers fans, and then that's who has the money right now to go to these games, and then ipso facto, there's a lot of Steelers fans at the game. Carl?
You pretty much said it all right there, man. Very, very good description of the game. Thanks for putting us in your eyes. I do agree with you as far as Kingsbury. I question his play calling every single time I'm watching them on TV.
He's got some sketchy play call.
Sometimes I just wonder if he even knows how to play football.
I just don't understand. It's like, sometimes it works, and then sometimes it doesn't, and then you're just thinking to yourself, I'm like,
okay. Like, sometimes it works because there's playmakers on the field, yeah. Like, getting it done. Like, even when they're doing that, you're like, oh, that was the play that they came up. Like, weird. They got it, but okay, I guess it worked. You know, he's just seeing things we're not, I guess. Hopefully.
Hopefully it becomes better next season. Moving on to the most controversial game. We got the game within the game within the game within the game that Carl was at the game. We got the Chiefs visiting the New England Patriots. I'm gonna put my 2 cents in right here. The final score is 23-16, and I'm just gonna sit here and say I'm gonna be the kind of guy who's not bagging on anyone. I'm just saying, like, if you're the Chiefs right now, that wasn't an impressive win, in my opinion. That wasn't an impressive win. Granted, you got the win. That's kudos to you. You got it, but you got the win off of three completely bogus calls that the refs blatantly missed. The Nikhil touchdown they missed, the Gilmore fumble. I'm not going to sit here and say that he was going to return it for a touchdown, but you don't know. That play was missed. The pass interference on Philip Dorsett was totally pass interference at the very end. And I know the Patriots had the ball, but it just switches. But let's go back on the other spectrum. It's 3rd and 19, and Patrick Mahomes throws a prayer to, I think, Tyreek Hill for a first down on one of those possessions. And then it was 2nd and 25, and Patrick Mahomes throws another prayer up in the air. I don't know his name. Number 17 catches it for a 70-yard touchdown bomb. I don't know. I'm just saying, relax on the Patriots. They're 10-3. They're a solid team. Their defense is going to carry them. Their offense is going to pick it up. And the Chiefs, the Frog looked really distraught the entire game, in my opinion. He looked fragile. He looked like he was wondering where everyone was going to come from, but just pump the brakes on the Patriots. They're okay. Carl?
Yeah, it definitely took a while for New England's defense to get involved into that game there. I don't, you know, you're right on all accounts. New England has a very stellar defense that's going to carry them through. They always have a plan as far as playoffs go for their offense. It's just annoying how they're slacking early on in the games. Right now, their defense, and like, their offense has been doing it all year. But they're letting teams get up too early, too quick. And part of that was Tom Brady throwing that interception earlier in that second quarter, and then, which is rare.
Well, I'm sorry to break you off, but no, I don't know ahead. How it looks it, like live. But but people are like, oh, that was a bad throw. It wasn't a bad throw. I watched the replay about 6 times. They saw it on film that when Julian Edelman cuts in to a hard slant, that corner usually breaks on that hard slant. It's just this time the corner didn't break on the slant. He just drifted over to the tight end, and it was just one of those bang-bang plays that it did suck, because I think did the Chiefs score a touchdown?
They scored off that. Okay, they scored off that. That's when Travis Kelce ended up running it in, I'm pretty sure.
It was one of those plays, yeah.
It was right after that, so they were playing down, getting in the end zone, and Travis Kelce lines up in the back. But you know what? I'm not worried. We're sitting in a good position. When do we play Buffalo?
In 2 weeks. We play Cincinnati this week.
We got a pretty easy rest of the year. I think it's going to be tough for Buffalo to get a win in Foxborough, as it always is for them.
Agreed.
But you know what? We're sitting pretty. Playoffs, here we come.
Playoffs, here we come. Going on to the Sunday night football game was actually a pretty shocker as well. The Rams go out there and realistically beat down the Seahawks. It was 28-12, but it was a beatdown nonetheless. The Seahawks did not look good. Russell Wilson didn't look good. No one from the Seahawks really looked good. But the Rams looked like the Rams of old, and it might be a little too late for the Rams, but Rams look good, pretty good as of late. What did you see, Carl?
I didn't get to watch this game, unfortunately.
28-12. It really. I mean,
it did surprise me that the Rams kept that momentum going and they just kind of beat down on the Seahawks there. But
usually not prone to seeing the Seahawks get beat down like that, especially against the Rams. I mean, the Rams are like those teams that have a lot of talent. That they're kind of like the Chargers, that they have talent and their talent spiked.
Yeah. No, not much to say for it for me.
Yeah, it kind of sucks for the Seahawks. They're battling for that number one seed, and the Niners took it back on them. I mean, it's going to come down. It sucks because usually the really good teams can sit there the last two games and be like, well, oh, we don't really have to play everyone these last two games hard because we already have playoffs kind of solidified. But the Seahawks and Niners are going to have to play really hard until the end. Heading on down to the Monday Night Football game, we have the Giants visiting the Eagles. The Eagles get this win, but it did not look pretty. The NFC East doesn't look pretty all year. The Eagles getting the win 23-17. The Giants were up 17-3, I believe, at halftime. The Eagles crawled their way back. I hate how people are like, oh my gosh, the Giants were up 17-3. How did the Eagles come back? I'm like, okay, relax. It's two touchdowns and you're tied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They scored two touchdowns and then they got it to overtime and then they scored another touchdown for the game winner. Nothing big here that's shocking, but the one thing that sucks to me about the game is that a lot of people are not talking about is that Eli Manning got the start and he took the loss. So now I think he's 116-117. Yeah, so his win percentage career-wise dips under 500, and that sucks because, I mean, for whatever it's worth, for Hall of Fame recognitions or whatever, it just sucks for them. But other than that, it was not a good game to watch. Carl?
It was a terrible game. And that NFC East is so fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like who's going to play? Because they're going to play a home game against either the Seahawks or the Niners. Whoever doesn't win the division, they're just going to get blown out of the water. It's like, who? I don't know. But I do want it to be like an 8-8 playoff team. Because that would just be cool to see.
Yeah, especially them losing the first round, too. That's...
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous. Moving on to our MVP and our Bozo of Week 14. I'll start off. My Week 14 Bozo definitely has to be the refs in New England. You missed those three calls. You missed multiple calls, and I'm not crying like the Saints asking for rule changes or anything like that. But it's just the Bozos, the refs in New England get the Bozos. My MVP would probably have to be. Probably Eckler. I was gonna say he got
200 all-purpose yards.
200 all-purpose yards, and he got an 88 or 83 or 93 yard slant touchdown throw. He was just all over the field. It was a great win for the Chargers, and he's my MVP. Carl, who's your Bozo and MVP of Week 14?
I'm gonna give my Bozo to the Seattle Seahawks, just letting themselves get bullied by the Rams,
dropping the ball,
which is not acceptable. After Thanksgiving time, okay?
True.
Thanksgiving is when real football starts, and that's when the season starts, and they've already let one slide, so that's not looking good for you guys, letting the 49ers take the cake on that NFC West.
Yeah, NFC West. Yeah.
They're number one now, so you guys suck for that. MVP. You know, so many times I want to give it to Jameis Winston, and they just throw so many interceptions.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders, eh? He had a very good game.
He was a big factor in that San Francisco offense. He goes 7 receptions for 157 yards and a touchdown.
And he threw a touchdown, too. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had a great game, and hopefully we'll see those guys again.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, definitely.
Yeah, you had a very good game. Moving on to our Week 15 picks. Week 15 is already here. We only got 2 more weeks. 3 more weeks.
Yeah, and then playoffs, of course. But
wait.
3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's 15.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there was a bye. Everyone has byes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start off with the Thursday night football game. I wrote in Carl's answer because, like, I don't even think no one's going to go against this one. We got the Jets at the Ravens. This is the most dumb Thursday game. They should have flexed it, put anyone in there, basically. The Ravens are going to get this win. It might be one of those games where the Ravens win, like, 20-7, maybe. You know what I mean? They really should win 50-0, but Ravens are going to get this win. What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens.
Pretty easy pick there.
Moving on to the Sunday football games. We got the Patriots at the Bengals. Bengals are 1-12, but the Patriots are on a two-game skid. You think the Patriots get back on track, Carl?
I think this is the team that helps them figure it all out here pretty late in the season. I got New England by a billion.
I got New England, but I don't got New England by a billion, Carl. But I think they're going to 31-10, and of course Brady's going to find something to complain about the 31-10, but very, very good win, and I feel like the Patriots start rolling in the right direction. Going to the Bucks and the Lions. Bucks visiting the Lions. The Bucks are playing very well. The Lions aren't. I'm going with the Bucks on this one.
I'm going to match you there. Go Buccaneers. They're playing hot. Now. They can put up points. I don't think the Lions can match how many points that Bucks put up.
Yeah, because Jameis Winston is going to throw at least 3 interceptions, but that means he's going to throw at least for 500 yards and probably four touchdowns. So. Yeah. I don't think the Lions can keep up with that.
However many interceptions Winston has, he throws one more touchdown.
So I'm waiting for the day he throws 6 picks. Because 6 picks and 7 touchdowns, that's pretty amazing. Going on to the divisional game, we got the Bears and Packers. Usually this game should be very good, but I just don't think it's going to be that good. I think the Bears are playing well as of late, but I think the Packers just own the Bears. And especially if it's at the Packers, I think the Packers squeak out a win here. And move to 11-3. What do you think, Carl?
Yeah, we're starting crunch time here. Packers, they know how to crunch as of late. Aaron Rodgers knows how to get the team going, get them ready for playoffs. They're not a one-and-done team, that's for sure, and they're going to prove it this week. They're not a team to fuck with.
Going on to a very important divisional game, we got the Texans visiting the Red Hot Titans. I don't know why I can't say Red Hot Titans. I always get
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I always get mixed up. I think the Titans get the win here, Carl, because I think the Texans are riding that. I think when teams beat the Patriots, I feel like they think they won the Super Bowl, and everyone's just going to come in there and bend over for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think the Titans stay red hot at home and get the win against the Texans. What do you think?
I'm with you 100%. Tennessee is rolling right now, and I don't think Houston's the team to stop them.
I don't either. Going on to the Drew Lock Broncos visiting the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs here. They need this win for playoffs seeding wise. The Broncos really don't need this win. It's a divisional game, but this could be a trap game for the Chiefs. That they just came off that Patriots win, so they might be on that high, and the Broncos might come in. But I'm still gonna go with the Chiefs. I think the Frog gets lucky with his 70-yard bomb touchdowns that everyone just forgets to play defense on. But I think Drew Lock plays well, but the Chiefs get the win. What do you think, Carl?
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs as well. I think it's gonna be a really tight game, though. Divisional games normally are. Broncos defense isn't something to mess with.
It's not really terrible. It's good as of late.
Yeah. You don't want to sleep on those guys, and hopefully Kansas City isn't sleeping after beating New England last week. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to pick Chiefs.
I'm going with the Chiefs as well. Going to the Dolphins at the Giants. I actually did not write this one down because I wanted to see who you went with, and maybe you can persuade me. Who do you think is going to win this toilet bowl game?
Yeah, this is definitely the toilet bowl of the week. Daniel Jones, is he back?
I don't know. I want Eli Manning to play so he can get back to 500, so he has a chance to get above it, but I don't know if he's going to play or not.
Well, I'm hoping Eli does play because the Giants are going to win this football game, and he needs to get back to 500. Miami, they've been better as of late, and I think they're playing a team more to their level here, but I think the Giants really just need to squeak one out. They're going to be at home. I think that's going to help them out a lot.
You're going with the Giants. You know, I didn't write it down because I wanted to hear you persuade me, but I was not convinced.
No.
I'm going with the Dolphins, ladies and gentlemen. Right. I just, this is one of those games where it's a 50-50 game. I think the Giants are going to be indecisive on who they're going to play, Eli Manning or Daniel Jones.
Well, it doesn't
Jones,
matter whoever they play. They're playing the Dolphins.
I know, but the Dolphins are just, like, the Dolphins
the
are weird.
If this was like the Buccaneers, maybe you could say that.
The Dolphins are weird. I think the Giants are maybe looking into the future. They're 2-11 here. The Dolphins are 3-10. So basically whoever wins this game gets the tiebreaker over on the pick. So, and the Giants could be in line for that second pick in the NFL draft. Maybe.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Miami's more concerned for a quarterback if they're that low.
But I just feel like the Dolphins, as of late, have been playing better, and the Giants are professional losers in my mind, and the Dolphins are professional losers as well. But They played the Jets last week very tough. And I think whoever they played, they played the Jets last week very tough. And then they played the, they beat the Eagles. And then they played the Browns tough. Then they played the Bills tough. The Dolphins have been playing tough as of late. So that's why I'm going with the Dolphins, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on to the Eagles and Redskins. Not much to say here. Divisional game. The Eagles need this win. I'm going with the Eagles. I'm riding with the Eagles because they should win. But that probably means that the Redskins are going to win. But I'm going to go with the Eagles. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm giving up so much on the Cowboys that I'm rooting for the Eagles the rest of the season just so they can make it to the playoffs. Because the Cowboys do nothing but piss people off. The Cowboys.
It is a rough sledding for the NFC East as of late. Move on to the Seahawks and the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers pick up where they left off 4 weeks ago when they started, when they went on that four-game win streak. I think the Seahawks pick up. They got beat down a little bit. And like you said, it doesn't usually happen after Thanksgiving, but the Seahawks come back. They get back on track. The Panthers play okay, but the Seahawks get the win. What do you think, Carl?
I'm gonna match you there. I think the Seahawks do get this win after getting embarrassed by the Rams last week. They know they got to put them up now. So they're going to be fighting this game. They're going to come out on top. I do think it's going to be close within a field goal. So,
ooh, close game alert.
Close game alert. Watch this one, guys. It's going
to
be good.
Heading on down to another Toilet Bowl game. There's a lot of Toilet Bowl games, ladies and gentlemen, this late in the season. We got the Jaguars at the Raiders. Really nothing here, but I'm going with the Raiders. They're at home. The Jags suck. The defense sucks. The Raiders at least have a good coach or a well-named coach. I'm just going to go with the Raiders here in this Toilet Bowl. What do you think, Carl?
I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars on this one.
Going Jags.
Solely because you picked the Raiders, and, you know, let's keep it interesting.
It's tough with these Toilet Bowl games.
Oakland has shit the bed this last half of the season. They don't finish games, let alone start games. And I think Jacksonville is the chance to get a nice win. Away from home, I think they're going to pull it off.
Pulling it off. We move on to the Vikings at the Chargers. Chargers usually don't have a home field, so I'm going with the Vikings here. The Vikings are playing well. The Chargers aren't. I feel like the Chargers were on that high, and now they're going to ride that low. I think the Vikings just go in there and get another impressive win and start off the playoffs a little bit early, and the Vikings get this win.
I think the Vikings get this win as well. And here's why. Kirk Cousins, over 300 passing yards. Phillip Rivers, over 300 passing yards. Kirk Cousins, over 20 touchdowns. Phillip Rivers, over 20 touchdowns. Interceptions. Kirk Cousins, 4. Phillip Rivers, do you have a guess?
14.
Oh, more. 15.
15.
That is the reason why this Minnesota team is going to win. Their defense is going to put them up. Phillip Rivers is going to freak out, have the worst game of his season.
Worst game of the season. Moving on to the Rams at the Cowboys. The Cowboys really need to get this win. The Rams need to just win out to have a prayer at the playoffs at this point. I've gone with the Cowboys the last 3 weeks purely off talent, but I'm off that train. I'm going with the Rams. The Rams have better talent, and the Rams keep it rolling, and the Cowboys season is officially over come this Sunday, because if they lose this game, I don't even think if they beat the Eagles, it matters. Or maybe it does. Are they tied with the Eagles?
They're tied.
Oh, right, okay. So I guess technically they could lose this game and then beat the Eagles. But I'm going with the Rams. Carl?
Well, I was hoping you were going to pick the Cowboys because I was going to pick the Rams. But since you didn't pick Dallas, that means they're going to win.
Oh, wow. Are you gonna go with the Cowboys?
Yeah, but not because of the Cowboys. I'm going because of your luck with picking them.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Cowboys over the Rams.
He's going the Cowboys purely on Coleman's luck.
Coleman jinxes the Cowboys.
True, I got a jinx factor on the Cowboys. It's like they know I pick them or something. We got the next game, we got the Falcons at the 49ers. Not much to say here. The 49ers are red hot, and the Falcons are not. 49ers are at home. 49ers get this win. Carl?
I'm surprised you had to ask me. 49ers.
49ers. Going on to the Bills at the Steelers, Sunday night football. Did I miss a game?
Yeah.
I missed the Browns and Cardinals.
Yeah.
I missed the Browns and Cardinals. I can't believe I missed that. Ooh, I'm trying to think. I even wrote it down in the wrong thing. I don't know. I'm going to go Cardinals here. Purely on the fact that Odell doesn't want to be at the Browns anymore. The Browns are on the road. The Cardinals.
He never said that.
I know, but the Cardinals need a win. I'm going with the Cardinals. What do you think?
Cardinals need a win, but they're not finding it this week. I'm taking Cleveland.
Going Browns. Let me squeeze this one in there. Now we go on to the Sunday Night Football game. We got the Bills at the Steelers. This game has been flexed because it has implications for the playoffs. The Steelers need to get this win to get in the playoffs, and the Bills need to get this win to keep the pressure on the Patriots. But I'm going with the Steelers in this one. I think the Bills are a very solid team. I think the Steelers are a very solid team. But the Steelers just find ways to win at home. And I just think the Steelers are going to get this win. Carl?
Well, I think you, along with a lot of other Steeler fans, are going to be heartbroken because Buffalo is not a team to mess with this year. I think they're really good. And I think they're well coached. And that's why I know they're going to win this game on Sunday.
Carl's rolling with the Bills on Sunday Night Football.
Plus, I want them to be super high when they play the Patriots next week because they're going to fall. Then they're going to fall.
Moving on to the Monday Night Football game, we got the Colts at the Saints in the beginning of the year, or kind of way in the middle of the year. It would have been a really good game because the Colts were rolling and the Saints are rolling, but the Colts have fallen off a bridge as of late, and the Saints are at home. They're coming off that loss, and I feel like they're going to be pissed off. I think the Saints get another win. Saints beat the Colts.
Yeah, Saints beating Colts. What happened to the Colts this season?
I don't know. It's just
once Jacoby got hurt.
Yeah, that was really
sucked. Well, you didn't think
that
he came back and he was healthy, right? And then I think the rest of the team was just hurt that he was hurt. They just took it really hard, I guess. But they fell apart pretty bad. No playoffs for them this year. It's between the Texans and the Titans for that division.
Yeah, and I feel like the Titans might take it this year. That's our wrap-up for Week 15 on our picks. We're going to go with our bold predictions here. What are these bold predictions? Let me see. You want to start off with the bolds, Carl?
Yeah.
What's your bold?
I think Josh Allen throws for 3 touchdowns and 300 yards against the Steelers.
3 touchdowns, 300 yards. That's impressive.
Is that pretty bold?
Yeah, yep. I would give you that. That is bold. I'm going to say the Patriots get 4 turnovers this week.
That's not bold.
That's not bold.
Against the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, when's the last time they got
the
4 turnovers?
The turnover gods?
When's the last time they got turnovers?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Against a team very similar to the Bengals. The Jets.
So you think 4 is not enough?
Yeah, you're going to have to say 5.
Okay, I'm going to say the Patriots get 5 turnovers
this week.
When
they get 4, you're going to be like, oh, I totally had that bold prediction. I was like, no, they're definitely going to get 4.
Well, I think they're going to get maybe 2 fumbles, 2 interceptions, and then maybe another interception thrown in there.
Maybe a punt block or something.
Maybe
like
a punt block.
Maybe Slater can come in clutch.
That punt block last week was very impressive. But that wraps up our Week 15 Spiraling Discussions. Me and Carl are right here. Tristan will be back with us next week. But thank you for listening, and AA.
See you guys. You know, man.